KQV News Time, 8:22. Well, the Outer Banks preparing for Earl, as in Hurricane Earl, and he's bearing down this morning. Let's get the latest and check in with AP correspondent Tony Winton. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. It's still a little bit windy here, a very powerful surf, but some people still getting the last few hours of their vacation out walking the beach, walking their dogs as Earl gets closer.
Now, last I heard you were in Kill Devil Hills.
That's right.
I'm just curious. I mean, there's a mandatory evacuation order, correct?
Yes. This particular area, the order went into effect at 6 a.m. The barrier islands, Ocracoke, Cape Hatteras, that actually happened yesterday.
Now, I'm just curious. I mean, are they forcibly pushing people, I guess, off of that area, off that strip there? Or are you pretty much left on your own to leave if you want to, I guess?
Well, authorities are asking people to leave and really telling them, you know, that's their recommendation. I haven't seen anyone actually, you know, coming with a police car and saying you have to go now. But a lot of tourists have already left.
Tony, I'm curious, what's the latest you're hearing as far as the hurricane itself? I mean, is the big concern in the Outer Banks, is it going to be the wind? Is it going to be the surge? Is it going to be the rain amounts? I mean, is there any one area that they're mostly concerned about?
Not too much concern about rain. Most of the wet side of the storm is going to be out to sea. There will be a pounding surf, and the Barrier Islands are very fragile. It doesn't take much to wash out roads and cause a lot of damage. That's what we're hearing most of the concern at this point.
All right. So, again, we'll keep a close watch on that. I'm just curious, so people are actually still out there enjoying the ocean this morning?
I just a moment ago saw a couple with a couple of dogs heading out to take their walk on the beach.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself. I don't know if you need any SPF suntan lotion or anything today or not, but I guess if you're going to have an assignment, being at the beach isn't a bad thing, right?
Until the flying sand starts feeling like bullets, it's okay.
Exactly. All right. AP correspondent Tony Winton, thanks so much for your time this morning. And, of course, keep it here on KQV. We'll have the very latest through the Associated Press as Hurricane Earl churns its way up the Atlantic, right up the East Coast.